Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, which shares stories of spiritual awakenings, spiritual communication, healing energies, miracles, and ways to go within to find your true soul essence. I am delighted today to welcome Reverend Tabiti to talk about a new film, The Illumined Ones. Reverend Tabiti has been a former guest on Healing From Within to discuss his book, All About You, and The Time Map. That show can be heard on my website, CherylGlick.com, by going to my radio page and going to May 2015 entries. Reverend Tabiti is the author of the books All About You and The Secret Wisdom of the Ages, and he is the CEO at ThePower.com, located in Las Vegas, Nevada, and is best known as the inventor of the Personal Time Map System. Hello, Reverend Tabiti, and thank you for joining me again.
Hey, Cheryl. Hey, sweetheart. You are so vibrant and so radiant. Just a joy to be in your presence, to be truthful.
Thank you so much, and thank you for that wonderful compliment. And your voice expresses your deep inner soul essence also with much reverence and love. So thank you very much. As listeners from Healing From Within know, my guests and I share our illuminating, interesting, metaphysical stories of personal encounters with higher energy, different life forms, and the divine to know ourselves as both physical and spiritual beings. And without acknowledging the totality of our human and divine potential, we are going to miss out on developing the spiritual gifts of intuition and love that can transform life as we know it. In today's episode, we will explore the angelic realm and how it is the hope of all the people connected to this beautiful film documentary to examine personal stories of encounters with angels. How did you get involved in a project on angels, Reverend Tabiti? What are your personal goals for an audience you would like to reach to experience this? And how can it serve life at this challenging time in human history?
Well, I happen to be personal friends with the director of the movie, whom I met in some of the spiritual circles here in Las Vegas maybe 8 or 9 years ago. And she invited me to participate in this film that she's putting together called The Illumined Ones. And the website for that, so that I don't want to forget, is simply theangelfilm.com. Those three words, theangelfilm.com. And what it has become is it's a full feature film. It's a documentary. It's available now. It's out now. There's a variety of experts in so many different areas and categories that revolve around the subject of angels. And so what I say in the movie is I explained that we have developed what are called brain editors. And what brain editors do is brain editors prevent us from seeing what's right there in front of you. See, what happens is we really have it when we're kids. You know, like when we're kids and, you know, you turn the light off, and when we're in the dark, it's like we're able to see a lot of things that are actually present. And what happens is you know, we scream out to our parents, Mommy, Daddy, you know, there's something's going on here, and they turn on the light and nobody sees anything. And then we are basically told, look, you know, you don't see anything, even though you actually really do. But because you're learning everything from your parents and your environment, we develop these brain editors. So
yes,
there was a hypnotherapist who demonstrated an experiment that will complete the point, which is, it was a birthday party for a guy, and there were maybe 30 people there, and the hypnotherapist hypnotized the guy whose birthday it was, and what he did was, while he was under hypnosis, had him sit down and hypnotized him that his daughter was not at this event at all. So then what he did was, while he was under hypnosis, he put the daughter standing right in front of where he's sitting. And then he, you know, snapped his finger and said, "Now, do you see your daughter anywhere in the room?" And he says, "No, I don't see her." And she's standing right in front of him.
Yeah.
Okay, then what the hypnotherapist did was, he went behind the daughter and said, "Can you see what it says on my watch?" And he saw what it says on his watch. You see, thus proving, it was an experiment to prove the presence of what we call brain editors, which,
yeah,
once again, prevents us from seeing what's there, that's right in front of us. You see, another thing that I was going to say about that was that, and I mentioned it also in the movie about how coming from the spiritual training that I had, we were taught to never doubt someone else's experience, meaning that, who am I to say that you didn't talk to an angel? Who am I to say that you didn't see a ghost? You see, so we were taught never,
yes,
to doubt someone else's,
well,
never to doubt someone.
Let me interrupt you a minute there. I was never taught that, but I have learned that through the readings I do and the metaphysical, mystical experiences I have had. There is more to heaven and earth than we can ever know. And everyone's reality is different. So if I see something in a reading that seems a little strange to me, I don't judge it. I just give it as I see it. And one time I had a woman who came to me who said no one could read her. She had been to other mediums, and she said she was from a different life form system. And I said, well, let me try. You know, what do we have to lose? And in the reading, I sensed a being that was strange-looking. And I said, this is what I am seeing. And she said to me, well, that's one of my guides. And that, for her, was such a wonderful validation that another person could read her. Because I guess she was feeling bad that she was a little different than some of the other people. So anyhow, yeah, I understand. And many, many of the people who have been on the show have said something along the lines of what you're saying, that we come in with a great awareness of the universe, different life forms, different ways of thinking. And slowly we're socialized and we're chastised and we're told different ways to think. And we lose this gift of intuition and spiritual connection. It's there for all of us, child or adult. And when we tap into this energy, we're actually free of a lot of the suffering and misery of a physical life. You're well aware of that, I know. But let's go on to talk about Crystal Dawn. That's the director. And she was struggling with her own determination about whether she should reveal some of the things that would be revealed in this film. What was she struggling with?
Well, all of that is actually in the movie itself. And I'd hate to kind of give too much away, except to say that what she's done is not only, in other words, it tells the story on how this all happened, but in summary, at least the way it's put, is that the appearance of this movie at this time is actually the angelic realm is using the movie as its, you know, as the medium to reach as many people as possible during this heaven, during this human evolutionary place where we are now. There are all types of evolutionary triggers that have been set into motion, and we're seeing a lot of truth and light that's being revealed where and some may see the world as going to hell in a handbasket, but that's just not what's true. What's true is that because we're evolving at a faster pace and our planet is vibrating at a higher frequency, means that we're attracting more truth and light. And so what we're seeing is not the world going to hell in a handbasket. What we're seeing is all of this stuff that's been hiding in the shadows, that's been right in front of us again, but we didn't see it. In fact, if you, I bet on your show that there's been numerous guests, you know, people who have had epiphanies, people who had enlightenment shifts and everything, and that the consensus with all of them is, It was right in front of me, or it was right under my nose, or it was within me the whole time. You see, but what happened was we become conscious. Like if you're standing next to a little boy and the little boy's tapping you on the side of the leg saying, ma'am, you're stepping on my foot, you're stepping on my foot. Within a split second and before you could blink an eye, okay, not only have you removed your foot, but you probably picked kid up and show him some affection and put him down. You see, but what happened in that split second was you became conscious of what you weren't aware of. You know, this is what's taking place, and it's in front of you, but you don't see it. You don't even know that it's happening. It's not there. So basically, Cheryl, what you are, in my opinion, is you're that little boy. You see, tapping on the side of the leg, saying, "Hey, look at what you're not conscious of." You see, and then what happens is a shift takes place, which is only simply your true self. Because remember, your true self would never step on a little kid's foot. Right. You see, but what we do actually is we step on our own foot, but we're not conscious of it. I'll give you an example. When someone says, for example, to this powerful, friendly universe, when they say, "I need money," then the friendly universe, by its own law, has to always say yes to anything we affirm because of the "as ye sow, so shall ye reap" law. So what happens is when someone says, "I need money," then their experiences continue to be everywhere they go. There's not enough money. They always need money. You see, and what's causing this is when someone says to this friendly, powerful universe that we interact with in every way at every time, when we say, "I need money," and it says, "Yes, you do," it's because our subconscious or our soul is hearing us say, "I lack money." You see, so when you sow the seeds of lack within the soil of your soul, then you're in front of a universe that cannot violate its own law. You see, so this is what's causing it. But once again, if we're not conscious of it, if we're not aware of it, you see, and so that's the whole divine assignment around what's happening now and what your show is about. You see, is you're participating in this great aha revelation.
This spiritual evolution, this revolution, whatever we want to call it. Yes, it's happening, and it is about awareness and higher consciousness. And you cannot proceed unless you know who you are, a spiritual being having a physical life. And that's part of the problem. People are so involved in materialism and thinking that they can control other people and make the changes that they want. But we cannot control anything but our own growth and positive interaction with ourselves and with others. And that's what this is all about. But now, you mentioned some of the people in the film. And Stuart Pearce and Dr. Susan Chomsky are mentioned in the film. And they've been on this show. So Stuart Pearce is an English Shakespearean actor and voice coach. And the title of his show is The Ancient Realm of Atlantis. So he was going back very far to try, in our discussion, to help listeners know that this has always been about the merging of spiritual energy and human energy for the evolution and our growth, our wisdom, and our acceptance and growth in love and compassion. And his show can be heard if you go back to on my website to November 18, 2013. It was a wonderful show. And Dr. Susan Chomsky has been on the show several times, and you can hear her speak. She's amazing. About, go back to the November 2017 and June 2017 episodes, where she discussed energy and health and the chakras and communicating with the wisdom of spirit. So, in one way or another, all of us are finding the truth of life in this realm and in the afterlife and energy life that goes on beyond this physical life. So, how are angels described by religions or literature, poetry, and music? Can you tell us something about angels?
Well, that was one of the things that I actually learned through my involvement in the movie was that what an angel means to you is not all necessarily what it means to others. Actually, even in some cases, I would even find it hard to discern between an angel and a ghost. In other words, what's the difference between an angel and a ghost? And then there's also,
Well, angels have, they are, they exist in heaven, but they've not had a physical life. So they're gods or spirit or source, whatever you want to call it. They're the helpers who, they don't marry or reproduce. They're just workers in the spiritual realm. And they're divine beings. They're benevolent, but they perhaps sometimes can be very strong with us when they want us to go in a different direction than we might be going. So they're almost like a guide, but not a guide. Most guides have had human lives, but not the angels. In my readings, when an angel has appeared to me in vision or feeling, I always feel very peaceful and safe and feel myself being embraced. Actually, the love is so strong that I feel very warm and comfortably embraced. Now, I was at a wedding not too long ago, and I was asked by a cousin who had lost her husband if any of our relatives or any spiritual beings were at the event. So it was very noisy, and I found it hard to focus, but I closed my eyes and I asked for a sign. And then we took some pictures, and it was very obvious in the picture, because sometimes they show themselves because they want us to know they're around. Like you said at the beginning, at this time, in this shift, they want this movie and they want certain representations physically so people can start to get this. So there in the picture were these bright orbs of color, which represent, I believe, human souls. And up in the window was the shape of this light being or angel. So I knew Spirit was showing me the truth about angels, because probably they knew I was going to be doing this show. And on Fox News, there was a segment in Michigan in the backyard of a resident where the motion detectors were on. And this was photographed, and it's so obviously an angelic being from shape and form and color. So they are starting to represent themselves physically so we can see them. So I think it's amazing that this film is out now for people to view. And I put that on my website. And for anyone who wants to see the picture that was taken at that wedding and the angelic being in the picture, they can go to my website, cherylglick.com, and go to events, and it is posted there, and they'll be able to see it. So, see how connected we are? One thing happens to you, one thing happens to me, one thing happened to Dawn and Crystal Dawn, and it was all for the purpose of showing us how interconnected we all are and how spirit runs through all of us and we are connected to the universe as the universe is within us. So it's just beautiful. For people who know these things, like you and I, we're trying so hard to share it because it can end suffering It can make the world more cohesive. Humans can work better in harmony and balance together. And I guess that's what we're trying to do here, right?
Correct.
So
And
it's.
there's more in the movie, by the way. In other words, that there's a lot of different facets that contribute to the movies. For example, there's people who will say that person who saved their life was their angel,
Yes.
or that person that stepped in and lent them money or something so that they wouldn't suffer a foreclosure or a repossession. It's like, oh my God, you're my angel, and then when people make their transition or die, people think that they still are, well, I shouldn't say think, but they have expressed that they still have communications with a presence, like an energetic presence that it, and then even the images that you've been describing, that's also in the movie as well. I just wanted to get that in real quick before I didn't want to just leave it with the difference between a ghost and an angel, because you really flew off on that one, and I didn't get a chance to say these other aspects of it, so that the audience doesn't, get a single. It's not a. There's
Well,
every point is covered in the movie.
yes, this is very complex. Now, many people believe that there are people who represent as angels, as you're saying. Now, I have a story, and it happened a long time ago when my mother was very sick in the hospital, and she was in intensive care. And she wasn't doing well, and in walked a nurse, and he told me his name was Timothy, and I said, "My mom's not doing well," and he says, "Well, I'm going to stay in with you, and I'm going to help her, right?" And I felt very comforted, and then weeks later, she was moved to another room, and she had a feeding tube down her throat, and she wasn't doing well. And in walked Timothy again, and he wasn't from that part of the hospital, but there he was, and he walked over to my mother, and he said to her, "You don't need that feeding tube. You can eat on your own." And the next morning, when I went back to the hospital, the feeding tube was out. Either she pulled it out during the night, or they took it out, and she was eating a little bit of jello, right? And I went to look for Timothy because I wanted to thank him. And nobody knew who he was. Right? So after that, whenever a Timothy showed up in any way, shape, or form, they usually came with a spiritual message for me and to help. So there are angels that present as physical beings and are there to help us. And I've been told by other mediums that there's never a time when you're in a hospital or a serious situation when there's not an angel around, that you're never alone. So they do help us in so many ways. And as I said, I am very grateful. I never believed in angels when I was younger. It was not the philosophy of my upbringing and my religion or my family, not that we were that religious. But I have learned, as I said about that client who said I couldn't do a reading for her, that there are more things that cannot be explained, and they really don't have to be explained. That is what mysticism is. That is what miracles are. That is what the universal force of life that runs through us is all about. We don't have to have a word or an explanation for everything. We just have to feel it deep within us. Isn't that beautiful to know that we can feel these wonderful things? Yes, we can read books. And we want to read as much as we can about all these wonderful things. But in essence, there's so much more beyond this life. And we will find some of it in levels and layers beyond this life. And we have to just be open. You were saying people take that away from us. Yes, so we have to reopen ourselves to the possibilities of how miraculous we are as spiritual beings having this physical life. Isn't that so? So where can listeners go to see or purchase the film?
At theangelfilm.com.
Okay, let's say that again.
Three words. Theangelfilm.com.
Okay, and I'm sure many of our listeners today are going to want to go to this film and learn more about what's real about angels and what's not. There are many misconceptions about angels. We were talking about one before, that all angels are good. No, all angels are like people. They have challenges. And
Well,
all.
wasn't Lucifer or Satan, didn't that
Yes!
start off as an angel? Oh,
Yes! Yes! And all angels are immortal. That's a misconception because people can become angels when they die. Right? Later on, they can. That's a misconception. People become angels when they die. That's a misconception because angels are one form of life working for spirit, and humanity is another form of life. I want to thank you, Reverend Tabiti, for joining us today on Healing from Within and sharing your amazing work and love of spirit and angels in order to bring greater awareness to the public of how really expansive the world beyond worlds is and how many life forms and helpers of the divine connect with us in our human journey of learning greater compassion and love. In order to learn more about this film, go to theangelfilm.com. And to find out more about Reverend Tabiti's timeline, which can help you enjoy prosperity and happiness and remove the darkness of negative thoughts, go to thepower.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, we have journeyed through the world of spiritual beings who lighten our daily lives with hope and trust in the divine plan for evolution and the expansion of our human hearts to know greater awareness of how much the divine loves and looks after his human progeny. Knowing more about this divine presence in these times of stress between cultures, religions, and nations can bring us together in unity if we perhaps call upon them to assist us to move past our ego-based physical reality, past materialism, past an industrial focus of life and technology, and to once again communicate with nature, spirit, and man in loving ways that creates opportunities for us all to share life to its fullest instead of succumbing to weaker impulses and negativity, such as greed, corruption, and disloyalty to our fellow citizens and to the concept of divine creation. Reverend Tabiti and I would have you begin to explore the possibilities of asking your guides, teachers, holy vibrational beings, and angels to be part of your everyday thinking and to bring you peace. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing from Within, and author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, and invite you to my website, cherylglick.com, to listen to and read about stories, authors, spiritualists, scientists, medical professionals, people indeed from all walks of life who search for the divine within us, around us, and for the larger picture of metaphysical miracles and creation. Shows may also be heard on webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you.